Hurricane. Hurricane is the proper way to say it.
When geologists see a straight line running across a landscape, they get suspicious. Straight lines don't happen by accident. They usually mean something. Such a line, about 155 miles long, leads north out of Grand Canyon country into Utah. It's called the Hurricane Fault. The Hurricane's a normal fault. It's slipping vertically as rocks on either side are being stretched apart, with the west side dropping down and the east side rising up. Take two blocks of wood, shift the one in your right hand up, and at the same time shift the other one down, and you got the basic idea. The Hurricane Cliffs are the visible trace of the fault. The offset varies from a couple hundred feet in Arizona to a couple thousand feet or more up in Utah.
Local folks are well aware of these cliffs because many of their ancestors went up and down them in wagons. In the late 1800s, freighters hauled huge ponderosa logs from Mount Trumbull back to St. George to build the Mormon Temple. And Mormon newlyweds forged the honeymoon trail down the imposing cliffs on their way to the temple to have their marriages sealed. Hurricane is the name given to the fault, the cliffs, and a small town in southwest Utah. The name is credited to church leader Erastus Snow. Nathella Bundy Wood, who lives in the town of Hurricane, tells how the name came to be.
Honey, you know, I've heard several different versions, but I kind of go for this one. There was a member of the LDS Church was down here. It was way back when they were trying to make a city or a town out of it. And they were up here on the fault, way up here on the fault. And a big old wind come up and blew the top of his buggy. Man, wasn't that a hurricane, he said. So, and that's what they named the town. That's the story, honey, that I've heard.
The Hurricane's one of several parallel faults which collectively form the boundary between the Colorado Plateau to the east and the Basin and Range Province to the west. The Hurricane Fault first became active about 25 million years ago when the Basin and Range started to stretch apart. A little later, the Colorado Plateau began to rise, hoisted a mile and more above sea level. An orderly and, for the most part, undeformed layer cake, the plateau stands in stark contrast to the disheveled Basin and Range Province. For the last few million years, the Hurricane Fault has been influencing the Colorado River's course in western Grand Canyon. The fault chewed up rocks and created a line of weakness that helped steer the river as it carved the canyon.
Today, geologists keep a close eye on the Hurricane Fault because it's still active. In 1992, a magnitude 5.8 earthquake centered on the fault unleashed landslides that wiped out houses in Springdale, Utah. Nathella felt it.
It was scary. You could hear it rumbling before it got here. And then when things started to shaking in the house, it woke me up and things were falling off my walls. And we were on the second floor. But I just laid there and my husband said that we're safer just right here than any place. So we just laid in bed. And I said, what are we doing? He said, we'll just stay right here. It didn't last a long time. It rattled all the windows. But our bed didn't shake too bad.
So beware those straight lines in nature. That's where you just might feel the earth move. I'm Rose Houck.
And I'm Michael Collier for KNAU, Arizona Public Radio.